The password is strong. Multi-factor authentication is working. The account looks protected. And then someone gets in because the recovery phone number still belongs to a person who left the company 2 years ago. No advanced hacking trick. No dramatic technical exploit. Just one forgotten setting that still has power. That is the recovery door. And today we are going to make sure it opens for the right person and nobody else.
Welcome to 1080 Titan Security Briefing, your weekly update on staying secure at home and in your business. I'm Chris Wilson, your cybersecurity coach and small business advisor. In this episode, we're talking about the recovery door on your online accounts.
Here's the idea I want you to keep with you. Recovery is not just a convenience feature for the day you forget a password. Recovery is part of the account's actual security boundary. If an email address, phone number, backup code, trusted device, or connected application can help reset or regain access, it belongs in your security review. Today, we'll use one simple process across email, financial accounts, cloud storage, family accounts, and the services your business relies on.
Imagine a small business owner who changes the company's password and turns on multi-factor authentication. That sounds like a win, and it is. But a few months later, a former bookkeeper's phone is still listed as the recovery number for the administrator account. The business has protected the front door while leaving an old key under the mat. When people, phones, roles, or vendors change, recovery settings have to change with them.
Start with the options that can receive a reset message. From a trusted device, go directly to the service's official security settings. Do not use a link from an unexpected email or text. Look for words such as security, sign-in, recovery, or account information. Every provider organizes this differently, so do not worry about finding one universal screen. You are looking for every email address and phone number that can help prove who you are.
Old recovery details are not harmless. They are live access paths. Ask whether you still control each email address, whether each phone number is current, and whether the recovery account has its own strong password and multi-factor authentication. If a detail belongs to someone else, is no longer monitored, or cannot be protected properly, remove or replace it through the provider's official process.
A dedicated recovery email can be useful for an especially important account, but it is not magic. Protect it as carefully as the main account. Give it a unique password, turn on multi-factor authentication, check it occasionally, and understand how that recovery address can itself be recovered. A secure main account connected to a neglected recovery inbox is only as strong as that weak link.
That handles who can receive a reset. Now let's look at what can bypass the phone entirely. Backup codes. When you enable multi-factor authentication, many services provide one-time codes for emergencies, such as losing your phone or being unable to reach an authenticator. They are emergency keys. Anyone holding the current set may be able to use them, so treat them like keys, not like ordinary notes.
This is where convenience gets expensive. A screenshot may sit in a photo library that synchronizes to several devices. A shared note may be visible to people who no longer need it. An ordinary email or broadly shared cloud document may be searched, forwarded, or retained indefinitely. Store current backup codes in a reputable password manager or in a secured offline location with limited access. If you generate a new set, replace the old stored copy immediately because the old codes may no longer work.
Next, take a look at the devices and sessions already inside the account. Check old phones, tablets, laptops, browsers, and recent sign-ins. You may recognize everything. You may also find the phone you traded in, the laptop you donated, or a former employee session still active. Sign out devices you no longer use, revoke sessions you do not recognize, and remove connected applications that no longer have a reason to be there.
If something genuinely unfamiliar appears, do not click around trying to outsmart it. From a trusted device, change the password. Review the account's security activity and use the provider's official help center if you need guidance. The lesson is simple. Account security is often less about doing something exotic and more about removing access that no longer has a job. For a small business, there is one more question. Who can recover the account when something goes wrong?
prefer individual user accounts and delegated administrator roles when the service supports them. That gives you a way to remove one person's access without changing the whole company's identity. If an account must be shared, document one primary owner, one authorized backup, the recovery contact, and the secure location of the recovery materials.
Do not put raw passwords or backup codes in a company-wide folder, group chat, or document that every employee can open. Keep recovery information in a secured system with least privilege access, and define how an authorized person reaches it during an emergency. When someone leaves, remove their sessions and connected apps, transfer ownership where the provider allows it, and replace recovery details tied to that person. Continuity does not mean giving everyone the keys. Let's make this a real 15-minute checkup. Pick one critical account, and your primary email is a good starting point. Spend 2 minutes reviewing recovery email addresses and phone numbers. Spend 3 minutes locating the current backup codes and moving them out of screenshots, shared notes, or ordinary email. Spend 5 minutes reviewing signed-in devices and active sessions. Use 3 minutes to check connected apps and recent security activity. Remove anything outdated, investigate anything unfamiliar, and change the password from a trusted device if necessary. Use the last 2 minutes to schedule the next review and write down where your secure recovery materials belong. Then repeat the process for financial accounts, cloud storage, family accounts, and business services. One account today is better than a perfect plan that never starts. The takeaway is one sentence. Recovery is part of your account's front door, so protect the contacts, codes, devices, applications, and people who can use it. If you want concise security checklists and weekly reminders, join the 1080 Titan email list through the show's website. Thanks for listening to 1080 Titan Security Briefing. I'm Chris Wilson, and I hope today's briefing helped you feel more confident about your security. If you took value from this episode, share it with someone who could use a quick security checkup, and make sure you're following the show so you never miss a weekly update. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you in the next briefing.